It's a special programme, this one. We have the leader of the Conservative Party, David Cameron, in the studio, which is rather nice. We're highly delighted to see him, Mr. Cameron. And what we'll do is, what do you think about community radio?
I think it's really important. I think it's both because it's a forum for news and discussion, but also I think actually it's a great way of getting young people involved in radio production, which is a growing business and a good way of getting people interested in it.
Well, we're volunteer run, as all community radio stations are. We have an age range from, I'm the eldest at 75, down to 16-year-old presenting programmes. That's what we think
Very
is community.
Impressive. Now, well, I've been encouraging music companies actually getting involved in community radio and helping to fund it, because I think actually I'm a great believer in social responsibility, that businesses should be asking, what can we do with our power, our brand, our money, actually to try and make the world a better place? And music companies supporting community radio is kind of a really good way of doing it.
Well, that's great, because a lot of the music, we do tend to, because as you're saying, youngsters do get involved and they do tend to play the more modern music rather than my taste, to be honest.
Right.
Obviously, it's a good thing for the music industry to get themselves involved, because they are getting a showcase themselves.
Indeed, indeed.
And what we do try and do, of course, is get involved with anything that's happening in the community. We get people from the health, the PCT come on, the hospital come on, people from the council come in. I'm not talking about the politician side. This is
I gather you've got the politicians coming in next week. You've got the leaders of the three main parties in Salford. So you've got Karen Garrido, who does a great job for the Conservatives here in Salford. You'll have her her coming in, I hope, to...
I like the plug. Well done.
Never miss a plug. But she's impressive. Actually, we've gone from no councillors to 10 councillors. So, you know, OK, we've got a long way to go before we finally wrest control of Salford from the Labour Party. But it's not bad to actually have gone from nothing to 10. And she works incredibly hard. I've just been meeting with her and all the councillors we've got and the council candidates. And, you know, they're an impressive group of people and they're working really hard.
That's great. Well, I'm hoping she's going to be in here on Thursday with John Merry and Norman Owen. And then we'll get listeners' questions coming in and they can see what they've got to say, because it's
very
a week
good.
Off the election now.
That's right.
And it should be a bit of fun as well, too.
Good. Well, I hope you stop them from fighting and they behave. That's what I want to see. I want to have one of these debates with Gordon Brown, but he won't do it. We do it once a week in the House of Commons at Prime Minister's Questions. But I think the idea of debating live on the media, whether radio or television, between the party leaders is a good idea.
Well, this is great. I mean, they've done it in America, haven't they, with Barack
Obama? Absolutely.
And,
yeah. And they're doing it at the moment with the mayor of London. I think it brings politics to life, and people can have a good look at the people who are putting themselves forward and make up their mind.
Well, that particularly applies, of course, to local politics. I mean, it's fine national, but you do tend to be a little bit one step away from us, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm right here now. I'm in the studio. I don't know what you're talking about.
Incidentally, it's just a thought that at Salford at the moment is a fairly solid Labour seat. I mean, you know, let's face facts, it is. Whoever stands, we've now reduced to 2 seats from 3, they're going to get in. Is it worth your while coming round here and encouraging a very, very small rump?
Yeah, no, I think it is, because I want the Conservative Party to do well in every part of the country. And here in Salford, with Karen Garrido and her team, there's a very hard-working bunch of Conservatives, and I want to give them my support and anything I can do to help. And that's why I was with them in the City Hall, just hearing their views, listening to what they're finding on the doorstep, and doing anything I can to help them in these elections. Because, you know, there's no such thing as a seat that is safe for one party forever or for another party. I think politics is opening up more. I think people are beginning to give up maybe the sort of tribal allegiance they've had and think at each election, well, who do I think deserves my vote? So just because Salford has tended to be a Labour stronghold is not a reason for not coming here.
Isn't it? I've heard the saying that the party wins the seat, but the individual is the one that loses it.
I think it's a bit of both. And also I think that actually the idea, I think the individual candidate and the local issues are becoming more important. I think in a globalised world, I think in a way politics is becoming more local. And if you look at general elections across the country, the days of the uniform swing, where it didn't matter who the candidate was, it was either, you know, 3% going to this party this way or 3% to that party the other way, I think that's changing. And I think local circumstances matter a lot more. I think the candidate matters a lot more. And the local issues, you know, here in Salford, where you've got, you know, the maternity unit under serious threat. You know, it's a much-loved hospital, and people are very angry about that, and I think they should take it out of the polling booth.
I can say this is a brilliant hospital. Seriously, I hope. My wife fell over last weekend, broke her hip. She was in there Saturday night. the operator is Sunday morning, and she's recovering now. She got up walking this morning, so that the NHS is working well at all.
Well, it is, except for you're about to lose your maternity unit.
I know. And you know, I'm most unhappy about that.
Well, which I think is crazy, because you know the idea that we have to have these sort of mega maternity units with, you know, 4,000 live births in a year. Most people don't want to have their children in a sort of baby factory. And the small maternity units have a very good record. Other European countries aren't closing their small maternity units, and I don't think we should be either.
It's not just the small maternity unit that Hope actually has the rating as the best neonatal unit in the country.
Well, that's my point. So why on earth is Labour closing it?
I wish we knew.
Yeah, well, these are the things that should be thrashed out at election time. Anyway, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me on the program.
Thank you very much for finding
the time to come in. And good luck with your debate next week.
And thank you very much for finding the time to come in.
Not at all. Pleasure.